Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the screening tonight. My name is Michael Temple, and I work at the Birkbeck Institute for the Moving Image with Laura Mulvey. And this screening tonight, as you know, is part of a essay film festival, which is a collaboration between ourselves at BME and the ICA. So I just want to say thank you to the ICA for collaborating on this project. So just to say very briefly that tonight's event is a pretty special event, and I'm sure you all know that, and that's why it's packed, a packed house. We're very pleased to have with us Tom Anderson this evening, and he's going to be showing us his latest film, The Thoughts That Once We Had. I believe it's a UK premiere, European premiere. I'm not quite sure what the correct definition is. Tom's going to explain. Just to say that after the screening, there's going to be a conversation between Tom and Michael Witt, who is the author of a recent book on Jean-Luc Godard called Jean-Luc Godard, Cinema Historian. So when the film finishes, obviously, if there are people who have to rush away, that would be the best time to go. But there will be the discussion on stage. So I'm just going to hand over to Tom. And I just wanted to say personally, Tom, thanks very much for making this all possible, because you've been incredibly, incredibly generous in helping us put this together. And also our good friend Ricardo Matos Cabo, who's been a vital person in this particular part of the process. So thank you very much, Tom.
Well, thank you all for coming, and I'd say it's a great honor to present, I guess it's called the international premiere, but actually it's, let's say, outside of Los Angeles premiere, so it's a big deal for me. I'll just say, well, it's true that one of the inspirations for this movie was two books on cinema by Gilles Deleuze. And the other inspiration, though, was my discovery of the Hollywood musical, which happened, let's see, New Year's 2013-2014, when they had a That's Entertainment marathon on Turner Classic Movies, like five films, you know, 1, 2, 3, and That's Dancing, and I think there was another one also. So I watched quite a bit of those, and it was kind of a revelation. So it was nice to have the opportunity to make a musical. I mean, It turned out that all of the movie clips that inspired me at that time, I don't think any of them actually appear in the final version of the movie. But it is still a musical with a number of other musical numbers, and yeah, kind of music almost through the whole movie. Fortunately, I was free pretty much to choose music that I liked, which of course was not the case when I made Los Angeles Plays Itself. All right, so yeah, it's like I made this, you know, it's kind of like I was inspired by Kenneth Anger's late movies, because at recently in his movies he kind of gave up on trying to produce anything wonderful, and just, well, he decided his, you know, he had made his mark, and he was going to just make stuff about stuff that interested him, like boys playing soccer, and his collection of Mickey Mouse memorabilia. So that's kind of how this movie began. It was just kind of going back to when I was first making movies, and I just had an idea that seemed interesting, and I just pursued it, even though I didn't really know why I was, just in the hope that something would turn out. And, well, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. This is a movie I must say I quite enjoy, so I hope you will too. Thanks.